You mentioned the issue of the MSI high patient. I'm curious, have you yourself had a patient with pancreatic cancer who was MSI high, who got a checkpoint inhibitor, and what happened?
Neil, I've been looking for the last 5 years, and I have not seen a single patient with MSI high pancreatic cancer. I have seen a second opinion a couple of years ago, but that was a locally advanced pancreatic cancer patient from the community. And that patient, we recommended that she receives pembrolizumab, but I actually am not even sure whether she received it or not. It's been a couple of years. I have not seen a single MSI high patient in my practice.
Have you heard about cases, and do you believe that in pancreatic cancer you can see effective responses in this situation, which obviously is pretty uncommon?
Right, so I do believe the data. And as you know, besides MSI high, we're looking very carefully at the whole genomic profiling, looking at the tumor mutational burden, looking at the POLE, POLD, hypermutated phenotype. There are reports out there published of even a PD-L1 gene amplification in pancreatic cancer that responded to pembrolizumab. And based on the Hopkins data, beautifully presented multiple times at meetings and published in Science, the responses are there. It's just so difficult to find the patients.
I'm just trying to remember in those sort of basket reports that they had pancreatic patients in there who responded.
Correct. So there were in the Science paper by Yang Li, there were approximately five or six pancreatic cancer patients, and the response rate was about 60% in those few patients, and the rest actually had stable disease. So in fact, even with stable disease, that can be quite profound and prolonged with immune checkpoint inhibitors.
I'm kind of curious right now in terms of community-based general medical oncology practice, in what situations do you think MSI testing should be done? I've heard people say in every patient with an adenocarcinoma. I've heard people say GI cancers, and people get more specific. What do you think is a pragmatic, strategy for MSI testing?
What I think, Neil, and what the NCCN guidelines recommend is any advanced pancreatic cancer, which means locally advanced, unresectable, or metastatic disease, should be tested for MSI. The problem, as you know, is MSI testing with the RT-PCR technology, as well as mismatch repair protein immunohistochemistry, had been really standardized in the colorectal cancer setting and not necessarily in pancreatic cancer or HCC or bile duct. And many people today actually resort to next-generation sequencing, which is a technology that's capturing, in fact, potentially a little bit more MSI high by the next-gen sequencing technology versus just by the RT-PCR with five primers. So I think that whatever you have at your disposition, whether it's IHC testing or RT-PCR or next-gen sequencing, whatever you can get that insurance to cover, it's totally appropriate to try.